I'd like to see if we can finish Simon Sabihei today. What I'd like to do is go over the last number of sources, or some more specifically, some halacha lemaaseh ramifications of the last number of sources that we did yesterday, finishing up Ramah and Sif Gimel here in Simon Sabihei. I read through quickly at the end the Ramah and the Taz and the Shach. I have to say, I urge you to take a look at it and see. But just to summarize, and again, apply some things halacha lemaaseh. So it turns out that the Ramah is very make with regards to a klisheni. The Ramah said you have to be choshesh for the Sefer Truma, that two tam shenis basically can meet, but don't say not bernat. He's choshesh for the Sefer Truma, don't say not bernat in the case of Bishul and so on, this lechatchila. But then the Ramah writes again, I'm looking back in 37 of the previous sources, the davke shehutchu biyachar u'kli rishon, avaruchu zecher zeh, o b'klisheni, afilu biyachar kol shori. Ramah is makel that when it comes to a kli sheni, then we can be makel. The whole problem is only a problem of a kli rishon, but a kli sheni is not an issue. And it basically believes that in a kli sheni there's no transference of bliya. And this is, by the way, the Ramah's sheet in general. He says that there's no transference of bliya. We know that kli sheni is not mevashel. We spoke about that a little in the previous year. The kli sheni is not mevashel. The question is, can you have bliya in a kli sheni? Ramah seems to hold that. He seems to hold just like kli sheni is not mevashel. So to a make on a klisheni with regards to the transference of blios, and that's the kula of the Ramah. However, we noted that some of the achronim seem to disagree on the page of Shach, they seem to disagree. We showed, I also showed you the Taz in source 38 in Simon Tarehesi Kotnir Beis, where the Taz and other poskim like the Taz have an expression, maflit umavlia. Maflit umavlia, kind of a double stage. I'd like to elaborate on that a little bit more. Right now, you know, we said at the end last time. Basically, there maflut umavliya means that the language of the Taz and Kotan Beis. They talk about irui, which we'll get back to. On this question of klisheni, so the shach is machmer with regards to klisheni. They said we should only make up a klisheni in shasat chak or some other hefset meruba that we mentioned. This was 40. It's called Zion. Okay, the Taz also disagrees with the Kula of the Ramah and says we should not be makel completely on a klisheni. And they introduced this, Taz does, the Kotnir Beis, to the concept of maflit umavliya. Maflit umavliya is a two-step process. There are different processes that I need to be cheshbon in. Okay, in a case of a regular bliya, okay, the Tam goes from one thing directly into another. Okay, that's a regular bliya. However, in other situations, you have to have heat in order to get the dover ha'aser out of where it is. Okay, to be polite, that's maflit. And then more heat is also needed for the bliya of that issa to take place into the dover ha'mutzer. That's what means maflit umavliya. There's heat that's necessary to get the plate of the expelled flavor of the tam out of the dover ha'aser. And additionally, heat is needed for the bliya of that iser to enter into the dover hamuter. Okay, and that would seem to imply, or that's what some understand, that a greater intensity of heat is needed for them for a simple bliya. Okay, and that's of course bishul. Okay, bishul, and there's a clear bishul and bishul. So certainly that is enough to accomplish maflit umavliya. All right, but we'll come back in a second. The main idea is that there are, again, the two types of transmission of tam. And what may affect bliya going directly from a piece of meat or a piece of dairy into the other item in order to be asur, that's one type of bliya. But mafluta bliya is a higher, or it needs more heat because it needs to pull the flavor out, the tam out, like from the walls of a pot, and into something else, into the davar hamutar, in order to make it asur. So I want to stress that point, that the Taz talks about maflut umavliya to emphasize this idea that there are really two different types of tam, absorption of tam. You can have tam come out directly from a piece of meat into dairy, or you can have something come from a pot, from the walls of a pot, and come out and then be nivla into something else. That's called maflut umavliya. Okay. Now it could be that the reason the Ramah is makel in our case, it's Siv Gimel. The reason Ramah is makel on a klisheni could be the reason Ramah is makel on the klisheni is because, again, remember what he's talking about. He's talking about washing milchi and fleshy dishes together in the same basin. with hot water in the same basin. So the Ramo is makel if the basin is a klisheni. But it could be that the reason the Ramo is makel is because he felt that that means the intensity of heat to be maflu umavliya. Okay? And therefore, you know, it has to be a klisheni or not a klisheni. Here, it could be that that's the reason why the Ramo is makel, because the greater intensity of heat is needed than you have in this basin. If it's a klisheni, it's not enough to be maflu. It means to pull the flavor out of the flesh kelim and have them enter nivla into the milchik kelim. Okay. Now, again, when would maflim avliya be necessary? When there's no ban or a limited amount of ban. Because if the flesh pot and the milchik pot, or the flesh pot and the milchik plate, which are washing together in that basin, okay, if they're both basically clean, okay, so then you don't have a problem. If there's something we can draw the bleeds out, can muffle, can draw the bleeds out of both the bustah and the chol, and then it would combine in the water and then be nivla back into the fleshy pot, into the milky dishes. You know, let's say you're washing fleshy pot and milky dishes, okay? Fleshy together in hot water. But you need to pull the fleshy flavor, the fleshy tam out of the fleshy pot, and to pull the milky flavor out of the milky plate, and then it'll kind of meet in the water and it'll become bustah and chol, and then it'll be nivla back into the fleshy pot or back into and back into the milchik plate. Okay, that's the idea. And that's what maflu mavliya is. So again, that would require a higher, you know, a higher intensity of heat. And klisheni wouldn't do that. That's probably the kula of Ramah. Okay, and therefore it's possible that even those we saw, we showed him yesterday, we had a machokis, whether we all know klisheni and ravasha, that's the one Shabbos. Question is, can there be bleas in a klisheni? So it could be that even someone would agree that there can be bleas in a klisheni, that may only be regular bleas from the dover also directly, not coming out of the pot, not maflit umavliya. So even somebody who holds in general that that there can be bleas in a klisheni might agree that this higher intensity that allows for maflit umavliya would not work in a klisheni, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, now, on the other hand, if there's a lot of ban, that's if there's really no ban. But if you have fleshy dishes, a fleshy pot, milky dishes, they put it in this bin, in this basin, and they're dirty, everything's dirty, so then the iser is already there. The flesh already was ever there. So then nothing has to be pulled out of the fleshy pot or pulled out of the milky dishes. It's there. Okay, so it's ready to go to work, so to speak. Okay, and there it could be that a klisheni would be enough to cause a problem. Okay, because it doesn't need that intense heat that's necessary from mafli to umavli. Is a regular bleed. If you have particles, fleshing, you know, fleshing residue in that pot, and you have milky residue on the plate, so then you have the flesh and the, you know, the basar and the cholov ready to go. It doesn't have to be expelled, it doesn't have to be pulled out of anything. So therefore, for that, perhaps only klisheni would be a problem. And that's the that's what we understand. So the truth of the matter is, not everybody agrees. I think I mentioned the Chabas Das thinks that even if the dishes are dirty, you need maflit umavliya, and therefore it has to be a kli rishon. Okay, So that's the idea of a two-stage or a two-step process, maflit umavliya. But Moshe Feinstein, and truly I'll show you in the second packet, Moshe Feinstein and others say that it's not really the case. Maflit umavliya does not necessarily mean literally only plata and bliya extracted from one and being nivla later into something else, or even back into that same original pot. Okay, any type of a two-step process. So the truth is, when you have foods that ban, okay, even a residue that's ban, but before you put that pot, the flesh pot, or those milky dishes into that basin, okay, the ban is cold, okay? So therefore, you'd have to first heat up the ban to the point to be yad soletas bo, okay? And then you have to have a different heat to be nivla into the other kli, the flesh into the milk and the flesh. So that is, you know, that's also a two-step process. True, it's not maflit to mavliya, but two steps are needed. Okay, the cold ban has to be made hot first, and then it has to be nivled. So that's like maflit to mavliya, and then it's a two-stage process. Okay, so you know, the regular bliya occurs only when the food is already hot. Okay, then only one step is needed. Okay, then the iser goes into the hat, to the basa goes into the chol. That's regular bliya. Okay, but here, even if it's, you know, if it's not in the walls of the pot, even if it's the end, but the ban has to be heated up first, it's a two-stage process. Maybe that wouldn't happen in a cliche. Bottom line, okay, there are more paskins that washing dishes in a milky pot, flashing dishes, whatever, in a cliche is not a problem. Okay, not a problem. However, again, given that some hold that there is bli in a cliche, there's room to be machmer. But when it comes to when it's bishul, when it's on a fire, when it's like, you know, a kli rishon and so on, so then you have maflit umi mavliya. And again, we said everyone agrees there's no bishul in kli sheni. So the kli sheni won't be any problem when you're washing dishes together, either because there's no bli altogether in kli sheni, or even if there is, because not enough to be maflit umavliya. And some say even if it's ben, you still need a two-stage process. Therefore, you can be mekel. So that's the shita of the Rambam, and the other achronim would disagree and would say that klisheni is not enough. Even in klisheni, there could be a problem of bleed. There won't be maflid umavliya. Okay. The other thing we mentioned at the end last time was with regards to irud. Okay, and that's its own set of issues. Okay, when you're pouring from the klishon. That's Irui. And that's a long shakan Sikon Chav, because the Ramo himself continues in the Kimmel, who writes, if they bring up the issue of Kli Sheni, he says, in Ira, the Kli Rishon Shel Bosar al Kli Cholav, if you poured not neutral water, not hot water, you had hot water in a fleshy pot, and you poured it onto Milcha Kalim, then dino conclusion or osim hayav minyom, osim minyom, and then an asid. Okay, but avol ira mayim rosim she'enah shel basar shechol, a regular par of water that you heated up, and you poured it over milchik and flesh of kelim at once. Okay, even if there's bad, he says it's called shari. The ein ira conclusion mamish she'yaseh shakelim she'ma'ar leim yibul mizem mizeh. It's not, even though we say ira conclusion is conclusion, but it's not so much conclusion that it's intense enough to cause bleed. That's what Ramo writes in Siv Gimel. Okay, so that's Ramo is further making. He says, even Iri Kli Rishon, not only Kli Sheni is not a problem, but even Iri Kli Rishon is not a problem. Okay, and that's again a discussion in the Shabbos and elsewhere, whether Iri is more like Kli Rishon, more like Kli Sheni. And we saw some of the sources quickly at the end before. Okay, and we come out, basically, there are three different shitas. Okay, I didn't really go over it at length, it would be late this year, but I'll say it now. Okay, we have, again, those are the Makoros I printed earlier in this unit. Specifically, the Tosis and Shabbos of Membez and Bez and Wasa Bonosim, the Tosis and Zochim of Tzadi and Bez and Wasa Firo and Sofo. So there it comes out, really, that there are three different shittos we've shown him about the status of Iri from a Kli Rishon, whether that has the status of a Kli Rishon or has the status of a Kli Sheni. Okay, the Rashbam says that Iri is like a Kli Sheni, it's not Mavash at all. Okay, and therefore, actually, in Hilchos Shabbos, we mutter, according to Rashbam, to pour hot water from a tikkel directly over a tibet. Okay, at least not at the rice level, right? Okay, now, on the other hand, there is a Bliya, that's what the Shach points out, there is Bliya, that's the Shach. Let me see what the Shach is. Yeah. That's the Shach in Sivat Chav 42. Okay, the Shach points out, because again, talking about Iri. So, just a moment. Actually, not being the Shach. But in any event, the Rashban is of the opinion that Iri is considered like a cliche, it's not the Vashel. According to Rashban, there is going to be Bliya. There is some bliya. And basically, it could be the Shiraj Bam is based on our old discussion about Tato Govar, where we say we require klipa when the upper item is hot. Okay, remember, we had the sugya of Tato Govar. So every, you know, in a certain sense, every case of Irui is Tato Govar versus the Ilah Govar, right? Because you have the Ilah Govar, the hot water, and the cold food that's the stuff being poured on is Tato. And since we pasken Tato Govar, so no real Bishul takes place, but there is Bishul Kadei Klipa. There is Bishul Kadei Klipa. All right, so that's a question. Now, you could argue it's only a Bli, it's not really Bishul. Anyway, that's the Shita of the Rashbam. I mean, if Tom holds that Bishul that there is bishul on the klipa, so therefore klish, that's strong enough even for mafled umafled, that's by irik rishon. And then there's that tosin zvacha that we mentioned, where he says there's bishul in the entire food. So those are the three shitas we have to consider over here. Now, the ma'aser is the question of what the big difference is between the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who thinks that it's mevashel be klipa, and the Tosin Zvachim says mevashel more than klipa, the entire food, because we're dealing with this with deraisa, or it certainly comes to Shabbos either way. But in terms of the Shabbos, an afkamina would be, and this comes up practically sometimes, a side point, you have a baby bottle, okay, and you fill the baby bottle with milk, but you want the milk came out of the fridge, so you want the milk to be warmer for the baby. So can you pour hot water onto the bottle with the milk inside the bottle? So according to Tosas and Zochim, that would not be allowed because there's bishul on the whole thing, including the milk. That would not be allowed. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there would be bishul on the klipa. In this case, the klipa, perhaps the plastic. So that wouldn't be a problem. Anyway, that's a side point. But in terms of our issue, so Rav Moshe says that to wash milking dishes by pouring hot water out of a fleshing pot onto those milking dishes. So again, assuming that Iru is mevashel at least one layer of the klipa, so then the Iru of the klirishon will heat up the milking tam that's in the plate, and that'll create possible chalavos. There'll be nivla into the plate. So then we have a problem. That's why Ramon says you should not wash the dishes that way. And again, it's the language of Ramon back in source 37. Ramon says, in ira ma'im rosim, I'm sorry, in ira mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav, if you pour from a kli rishon, a flesh kli rishon onto milchik kelim, dino kli rishon va'osim ha'ed ben yomo. Again, as long as ben yomo, it answers because it extracts, that ira extracts the flavor from the top of the plate, the milchik plate, and the basar and chalav meat at that point, and it gets nibbled back into the plate, and that's a problem. So Amor says you should not... should not do that, okay? However, the other scenario is the more frequent one that Rambam continues with. Rambam continues not like that. Not pouring, people are not going to pour, generally speaking, they're not going to wash their milchik kelim by pouring hot water out of a fleshy pot. That's a little far-fetched, so that would be a problem. But more common is if you have milchik and fleshy stuff that you want to wash. And again, in the olden days, they'd have dishwashers and so on. So people wash and bring it hot, they'd heat up a pot of water, and then they'd get a pot of water, then heat it up, and I'm used to wash everything at once at the same time. So here he says, even if it has shuman on it, even if it has residue, a kol sorry. The Ramor here is makel, again, as we said. You go ahead, you have fleshy and milchik kelim together in a basin. Okay, and you pour regular non-fleshy, non-milking, regular hot water, hot water onto those dishes together. So maybe that should be a problem, because the fleshy and the milking will mix once you start pouring the hot water over the two of them together. And one says, no, it's not a problem. Even if the dishes have residue, have bad on them, have shuman on them, it's still okay. All right, and he has a funny notion. He says, because this Iroi of Klirishon is not mamish like Klirishon, a little difficult. Ramon doesn't really explain it fully. All he says, I'll read this Lashon again, the Ein Iroi Klirishon mamish, Shriyasa Shakem Shamar, and Yilu Bizemizet. It's not enough. It doesn't really explain why it's not like Klirishon enough. We don't understand exactly what the Ramon is driving at. That's that long shock is part of the Chof. Tries to explain it, okay? And he holds the shock that, again, because we're dealing with kelim with no ban, let's leave out the imur ban, or perhaps according to Mechaber Das, the imur ban, but you need both maflid and mavliya. And what Ramon is saying is that it's not like kli rishon mamish, in that it can't be, it can't affect the two-step process of maflid umavliya. Okay? So that's the position of Ramon, seemingly, the Shaka point, seemingly, that Iroi does not have, it's not like kli rishon mamish, in that it does not have the capacity of mafli umavliya, the two-stage process, and we're dealing here again with fleshy kelim and milchik kelim that are being washed together with this hot water being poured on them. So again, you'd have to have both the mafli step and the mavliya step, and that's your condition is not hot enough. The only thing is that we said according to Ben Tam and according to other Tosin Zochim that Iru does In fact, Bishul is in a klipa. It is some Bishul. So why wouldn't it be Matli Matli at least on the klipa of these dishes? That's the question. According to that's what Shach deals with. According to the way we paskin, that Iwe accomplishes at least Bishul to a klipa. Okay, maybe a Bishul only, but like we're going to talk. According to the Rashbam, like whom we paskin, that Iwe does accomplish Bishul, at least to a klipa. So then it should accomplish Matlut and Mavliya on at least the klipa of the Tikelim as well. And that was going to cause a problem. Okay, so why wouldn't it be Matlut and Mavliya? So the Shach explains that that's, again, we said at the very end last time. Again, I didn't go over it clearly last time. But I didn't say it at all. But that's where the Shach explains that the different types of Matlut and Mavliya. Okay, usually Matlut and Mavliya means there's time that comes out of a kli, it's probably, but it goes onto a food. It goes from a fleshic kli into a milchic food, directly into a food, or from a milchic pot onto a fleshic food. That's usually mafu mavliya. Okay. However, the Shachir explains that here, the tam is going to come out of a kli, that's mafu, and nivla into another kli. And that, he says, is requires a higher intensity of heat. In other words, getting a bliya into a kli, getting a bliya from Kli A into food B, that's easier than getting a blia from Kli A into Kli B. Okay, but it's harder to get a blia into a Kli than it is to get into a food, and therefore you need more of an intense heat, and Iwa doesn't accomplish that. That's what Rambam will say. Okay, the Shach says the big Kiddush, why should he make such a chiluk? Okay, but at the end the Shach does not like this cool of Rambam altogether. He's trying to explain what Rambam meant as to why it's okay. Again, couldn't we had a reason before? Because maybe Ramon says it's he said it's not enough to answer. Maybe it's because of Mafu Mavliya, and Iwa doesn't have the ability to Mafu Mavliya, but it should, because Iwa is like the Rishon in the sense that it's a Mashal de Klipa, so it does have the opportunity to Mafu Mavliya. Shach says maybe not enough to be Mafu Mavliya when you're dealing with from Kli to Kli, embedded time to embed into another Kli. Okay, again, it's a bit of a Chiddush of Shach, but it's not like the school of Ramon. I also printed at the very end of the source of Bir HaGroh, okay, in Sukkot Kof Beis. He has a different explanation of Rambam. He says that, sorry, I didn't print that. Sorry, I left out the sugar. I didn't print the whole Groh, but the Groh and others bring up something else. And it's a little more complicated. We don't need to know so much right now, but there's different types of Iru. We mentioned once before. There's Iru when Nifsek HaKiluach, and here when low nifsak kiluach, okay, the kiluach is the flow from the original source. When I pour something out of a pot, so the water pours directly out of the pot, but still that water spilling out of the pot is still connected to the water in the pot. That's called a low nifsak kiluach. The flow, there's nothing in between. It hasn't stopped. Okay, the stream is still connected to the original source. Okay, that's called that's irush low nifsak kiluach. The irish and nifsak kiluach is when you pour something out, maybe at the end of the pot, for example. You pour something out so that water that's poured out falls down onto something else. It's no longer connected. It's called nifsak kiluach. The stream is no longer connected to the original source. So there's some who hold that when we say that irish is mabasha, that's only irish alone nifsak kiluach. Okay, and that's a question whether that's true or not. Okay, that's a question. We've got other people to talk about. So maybe the Ramah is making over here because in order for Tom to go from one Kli to another, okay, it has to be one long steady flow. Okay, it has to be one long steady flow. And Yaron Gore writes, it does that, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's source 43. The Miyad Shenochu Hamayim al Pliachar Avi Kli Sheni. It's not considered a steady flow. That's already called the Kli Sheni. In any event, the Ramo is making on all this, and the Ashach is making on all these cases, both on Kusheni and on Iro. So that's what emerges from the sources that we mentioned yesterday. I said I'd like to discuss something with regards to Halacha Lamaisa. That is the question of the water in our sinks today. Okay, again, it's better to have two separate sinks, one for milk and one for fleshy, but not everybody is able to afford that. Okay, so or some apartments aren't made like that. So what if you have one sink? Okay. The truth of the matter is, the way we wash our dishes today is exactly the case that the Ramon and the Shach are talking about, because we have milking and flashing plates. Theoretically, you have milking and flashing plates in the sink at the same time. And you turn on the hot water, so that's regular hot water. So hot water, it's like the hot water coming out of the Kli Rishon onto milk and flesh and kelim together. So that's exactly the machlokes Ramon and the Shach. Ramon is Mako, and the Shach is Machmer. So that would be if you have both a milk and kelim and flesh and kelim in your sink, you turn on the regular faucet, the regular tap, and hot water comes out, it goes over everything together. So then it sounds like Ramon, that's the case of Ramon. Ramon is Mako on such a thing. Because he said that, like, you read from a Kli Rishon, right, the water's coming out of the... I guess the Kli Rishon is the boiler, you know, the water is in your basement or the boiler or whatever. Now you have to turn on the faucet. So the water comes out of the faucet, the stream comes out of the faucet. That's like every Kli Rishon. And the Ramon is making on such a case. And the Shach says we shouldn't rely on that cooler. That would be a situation in regards to our sinks. Okay. However, one could argue that there's room to be making even according to the or even according to the Shach. For a moment, and on the other hand, it's going to be machmir even according to Ramo. Okay, because that's the question of whether our sinks are exactly like the Ramo's case. Okay, in the case of the Ramo, again, you have a kli that was on the fire. You now take it off the fire and pour the water over something. Okay, in our sink, though, the kli rishon, in a certain sense, is still considered to be over the fire because when you turn on your faucet, the water is completely connected to the boiler in the basement or wherever the boiler room is. And this ewer may be even worse because you do not remove the kli from the fire. Normally speaking, in a regular case of pouring hot water out of a pot onto milk and flesh, you can, what I'm most talking about, you lift up the pot, right? It's not sitting on the fire while you pour it out. It's not on the fire while you pour it out. You pick it up off the fire. Right now it's off the fire, and now you pour. But in our sinks, it's still agave aish. Okay, the water down in your basement, throwing hot water, it's pouring down in your basement. It's still on the fire. Therefore, that iwi may be more intense, maybe a bigger iwi problem, and even Ramot would be machmir in such a case. Okay? So that's a question of Kli Rishon Gabe Eish, Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish. Okay, the discussion of Yoron Shabbos, the discussion of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? So maybe that's a question whether there's a difference. I mean, that comes up in other halakhas. Now, in that case, again, if there is a difference, between Kli Rishon, you could argue, some argue there's no difference in, whether Kli Rishon is Agabe Eish or Kli Rishon Shalal Agabe Eish. Either way, it's a Kli Rishon and dealing with the same. If that's the case, then it doesn't matter that our sinks are still, the water in the stream is still connected to the boiler water in the boiler because it's not going to, even if it is considered Alish, got the same dinim. And everyone agrees that it's the same dinim, so that's a question. If you hold that it's not the same dinim, then again, our sinks, then it could come out that our sinks are worse because they have either from Kli Rishon Agabe Eish. And maybe the Ramon is only Makel. When it's Kli Rishon Shalal Agabe Eish. Okay? Yeah. So maybe it's not the same as my most case. All right. By the way, again, in the Shabbos, this is a question. Let's say I pour water out of an urn. Kind of like a samovar, coffee urn. Okay? So if I pour water out of the urn, and so I pour it into a cup that's right underneath it, so now the cup becomes a Kli Rishon. And now, certainly, if it's a Kli Rishon, we can't put a tea bag in it because it's a Kli Rishon, right? And therefore, we pour the water into something else into a Kli Sheni, right? So take water out of an urn. Again, that's the din, because the water, the urn is a Kli Rishon. So whatever water pours out directly onto a tea bag, okay, if it pours directly on a tea bag, then it's a problem for the Shabbos. Okay, so that's a question whether water coming out of a thing like that is considered Kli Rishon Mamish or not. Anyway, that's a Chazon Ish is a thing about it. Anyway, let's get back to the sink. Okay, again, I think the majority view is that our case is like the Ramos. Okay, and even though the water is connected to the basement boiler, the stream is connected, I think most assume there's no kilik, and therefore the Ramos Kula would apply, although, again, the Shach is Machmir. So it would probably not be a good idea for us to do this in the same sink, because it's the shita of the Shach. Okay, now, then there's some question about this. Again, we're going to see some of the tshuvas. I'm not going to go through the tshuvas inside. I picked the next pack of all the tshuvas you can see. But I'm giving you the details now. I'm not going to read through the tshuvas. But anyway, there's a question about the sink itself. Okay, after all, what if the sink itself became basur chala, right? Because then you can't have either the milking or flesh touch the sink when there's hot water there. Because if the sink was balea, it's considered to be a basur chala sink. How are you going to put a plate down in there with hot water? It's going to be balea from the sink. It's from the basur chala. Okay, so that's it. You know, you get a blea of, you can get a blea of basur into the sink, and a blea of chala into the sink. So the sink is now basur chala. All right, it's now basur chala. You shouldn't be able to put down a plate or anything in there without water because maybe it's going to absorb. Okay, so on this, Moshe Feinstein, and the Shul will see you shortly. Okay, Moshe Feinstein has a Shul where he's making on this about the sink being basur chala, and his basic point is that it can become basur chala only in the unlikely event that the actual basur without water touches the same spot that the chalav touches without water. He said that, and within 24 hours, otherwise it's going to be a tam pogum. So for to say that, you know, if you have a sink, to say that the basur hit the part of the sink, exact same part of the sink where the chalav hit, you know, when they were together without water within 24 hours, he feels that's a little bit far-fetched. It's very unlikely. So he said it's not really likely that the sink is going to be a basur chalav sink. And then, in order to have a problem, your dish that you're putting in now would have to touch that same spot as well through the medium hot water. So all these, scenarios are unlikely. So therefore, Moshe does allow washing milking dishes and then flashing dishes in the same sink. Okay, the best thing, though, is to avoid having the dishes touch the sink, and that's why people put racks and they have basins and so on. The best to have dish racks, one for flashing, one for milking, and even if something may slip to the side, again, he says it's far-fetched. It's a little shvichos, it's okay. But not everyone agrees with Moshe Feinstein. I printed also in the next pack of sources a shul from Dain Weiss and Lucas Yitzchak. And he says, no. He says that the sink is like a big pot, okay, with hot water coming in, it's an halation and so on. So any basur falls on one side, the whole sink becomes basur chol. It'll split up between different parts of the pot. So anyway, Moshe has that cool, I think, which is common. Okay. The other issue, Alachal Maisel, relates to this, is dishwashers. Dishwashers. Because with dishwashers, you're putting in dirty dishes, and there's bleed, there's also the end, and so on. So in some ways, you could say, well, how does a dishwasher work? The dishwasher heats up water in the bottom, right, or the sides, wherever it is, and it spritzes water all over the dishes. Okay, now the spritzing is like Irui, okay? And probably Irish and Nifsak Akilua, because it spritzes it out, it shoots it out. Can't every dishwasher is different, but usually it shoots out water. That's Nifsak Akilua. Okay? And again, certainly according to Amor, it's not going to be Mafra the Mamir, the shock would be Mafra. Okay? But because of this, the water is spraying all over the place, it means that there are going to be bleas of basur chala all over the place in the dishwasher. Okay? However, that's true about the walls of the dishwasher. If the hot water spritz basur chala all over the dishwasher, but lemaisa, you have racks, and the dishes themselves actually never touch that part of the wall, okay? And so therefore, there's room to be makel with dishwashers to wash even milking and flashing together, okay? The only problem is that sometimes you have be'en, and be'en sometimes get caught in the dishwasher and it collects there and so on. So that's a question, you know, whether we have to be concerned about that. The more common practice is not to use dishwashers for both milking and flashing, although one can make a case that it should be mutter, again, not together, but separately. I want to finish up the last makoros in the previous packet, and we'll go through this quickly. I really like to finish them today, so forgive me if I go a little over. The Ramon Sigdalad, I'm sorry, the Chaim Sigdalad, source 45 in yesterday's packet, brings up something else. It is also very important, especially with dishwashers and the way we wash our sinks, in our sinks today. The Shulchan Aruch and Sigdal writes, Yeroa Ali. Okay, Yeroa Ali. That's always fun. Yeroa Ali. She must know Efer, B'mayin Chamin, Shemiyora, Kodem, Shenichwag, Deres, Besopha. If you have this bin, this basin with hot water, you think bin, I guess, basin is more technically correct. You have this basin, and you put Efer is dust, ashes, into this big pot or this big basin, before you put any kederos in there, then afal pisha shuma dover mutar daide efer is atomic down. Because this efer, these people don't eat that stuff, so that is automatic no sin tamafgam. So by the time you put the basim and chalav dishes, milk inflation dishes, into this big basin, whatever stuff there, it's going to be tam pogum. Everything's going to be tam pogum. Therefore, it's mutter. All right, so rules the mechaber. Now the shach, it's important. Chaf aleph. Really, this is talking. Is this true? He says Yeruali, yeah, but he writes it's important. Chaf aleph. Din zel on into shum posik. Lo mshachar me'achon. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring himself either. So he said, not so posh, this is correct. Okay, and the Taz also doesn't like it so much. Okay, Taz mentions, though, in support of Tezvav, something that I think could be relevant, interesting enough. He mentions Boris soap. Okay, we have soap, detergent of some sort. That is a din like Afer. Okay, excuse me. Yeah, so you have some type of boris with some shampoo, other type of stuff like that. That's like Afer. The Taz also not wild about the kulam. Okay, he mentioned that old din we had way back at the end of Sim Bezai. Remember the four chumas of Amor? One was about shampoo, but he also concludes Sarok Yom HaMaisa. Okay, so the bottom line is, remember that a number of the achronim are cholik on this kula of the Mechaber. We are going to talk about 48, right? I and Taz and Shashar Chol calls it. Okay. However, some agree with it. He says, Yesh Lahakal, the Chavaz Daz says, perhaps in Meruba, can be Mekal if it's Afer. Okay. The Chachmas Odom says in the Chalm El Chesif Tezvav, he says, even if it's not the Chashas of Chaki, seems to be Mekal. Okay. Because no Sintam with Gam. And Yeruch HaShulchan, it's in Chavdal, it's in Tzarei Sifchavdal. Rav Shulchan writes, he quotes the Machlokes, one of his summary, Sivkov Tal, he quotes the Kula with the Mechaber. But then he writes, Omnam Harbim, I've gone Chalko, the Kimu put. Now some agreed, some disagreed, and so on. At the end, I printed the Aruch HaShulchan later on. It's in Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkov Tes, okay, where he talks about people using non kosher soap. Okay, can you use soap without Ashkocha soap? So, the Ramah also, the Shulchan is also Makel. He says it's okay because the whole thing is also in Talmud of Gam. Nobody would eat it. And Aminak Pasha B'chol Tzutzvel, lots of the Boris Merchat Ve'im Potzev and Tzatzesh. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. So as I said, womb to be Makel. Now, the reason there's no gain of dishwashers is because the whole problem that we raise with dishwashers could possibly be removed by the fact that you put in these cubes or whatever, the detergent. Okay, you have these detergents. So once you have the detergents, so those in time of gum. That's a question of whether maybe the different metzias and different types of dishwasher. But usually, the water is soapy. That's the question. Maybe at the beginning, when it first starts cycling, so the hot water spritzes out, and that's before the soap or the detergent has been mixed in. That's a question some raise. But most I make up because at that point the water was probably not yet so. But anyway, so again, you have to find out, what the stories of your dishwasher. And again, Lamaisa, you don't use the same dishwasher for milk and for fleshy, according to most people. But again, the fact that the detergent and the Tom Pogum means there's room to be makel. But our detergent is not going to be worse than the Afer of the ore, at least not at the moment. See, a question about that, but that's what we're saying over here. Okay. One other issue that Moshe Feinstein points out is that there's be'en that get caught in the racks. Now, and that's what he says. You want to use a dishwasher, but milk inflation, it's okay, but you have to have separate racks. Not sure why that should be. Okay. If, because even if there's be'en, won't the dishwasher clean it? Because if you put a dirty plate into the dishwasher and it somehow gets all the junk off the dirty plate, so why it could to some band it falls down off the plate into the racks of the dishwasher. But so what? So it seems that the same hot water that gets rid of the inflation there will get rid of this too. So I'm not really sure why that would be true. But Moshe Feinstein said to switch the racks. I will also say that I remember as a kid the old dishwashers had like at the bottom some sort of a, I don't know how to describe it, but a lattice work, metal lattice, okay, where stuff could actually get caught. Today's dishwasher is not like that. There's no tiny, in other words, the it's a small ladder. It's X. You know, X is not allowed to describe the ladders. We don't mean by ladders, right? So, you know, the metal was very close together. Really, stuff could get embedded there, which is not true to do this one. I'm not sure if that would be a problem today. But that's what the Moshe talked about. So, in any event, there are different sheets about dishwashers nowadays. Some say switch the rack. Some people make it without switch the rack. Others say you should use it. And I think Lamaisa today, most people don't use the same dishwasher that we had deflation. But, you know, Yesh on the list won't be fine if somebody does. Okay. As far as kashering a dishwasher is concerned, so she comes up with basin, other things, kashering a dishwasher. So, you know, to kasher from milk with deflations, we will see later, and we mentioned once before, usually don't do it, okay? Usually don't do it. You don't kasher, you don't keep switching kalim, deflations, you don't have that. Theoretically, man, they're all right. You got one set of dishes, fork, you know, these are my deflation forks, and now tomorrow milk and stuff, we're good, I'll kasher them, okay? But we don't usually do that, okay? We don't usually do that. But here, there's room to make, because according to some, it's okay to know kasher. So those who want to kasher the dishwasher will turn it on to the highest cycle, the highest heat for a regular cycle, and that would work through the principle of Kamala Kapolta we talked about in the past. Okay. The question is, when you move into an apartment that has a dishwasher, but non-kosher, you know, a treif, dishwasher, these sort of non-Jewish people, not religious people before, so here, first of all, you have to get all the material all the ban. But, you know, the Moshe doesn't like it because he's talking about porcelain dishwasher we don't have anymore. And most made out of steel. So we assume you can also kosher a typical dishwasher. Most assume like that. Again, it's a question about koshering plastic, but try and clean out the band and run through the highest cycle. And that's how you would kosher the dishwasher. Okay? So if you want to take a look into the sources in the next packet, not reading through it, but you can just take a look yourself and see. Source number one, I printed Tshuva Moshe Feinstein. Igros Moshe, Yerodin Chelik Alf Sion, Mem Beis, Binyan Hadochas HaKilim BaHasink, Shemadina Zu. So I printed out part of Alf, part of Alf. I'm not reading this inside, we'll discuss some of these issues. As you can see, it's Kedai to read the Tshuva's inside. Then I mentioned that Minchas Yitzchak is Mikkel, Macher, against Moshe Feinstein, his Tshuva. It's Minchas Yitzchak, Kelim Beis, Sim Kuf, source number two. Okay. You know, he's mapping against emotion. Another couple of chews in Moshe on this. I printed in sources 3, 4, and 5. He goes, Moshe Archaim, Chelik Alasim Kuf Dalad, Yordei Chelik Beisim Kuf Ches, and Yordei Chelik Beisim Kuf Ches. So again, you can read through and see if you're interested in the chews on these issues. Probably the clearest summary. Are we gonna, yeah. I'm sorry, also Chelik Gimel. So your day should begin also in Yud Aleph. Okay? Ravad Yosef has, you know, Kedar Kamakosh, a clear presentation, many of the points we mentioned. Chuvus Yabia Omer, Kelik Yud, Kelik Yordea Sim Dalad. It goes through this whole discussion. Part of his discussion is whether detergent is the same type of, you know, is that the same as the Afer that we use? Perhaps we can make a Svarim. That our detergent is even if we want to be, even if we want to be, even if we want to be, say Afer is not good enough. Because after all, Afer, sometimes people do eat ashes. Like we eat eggs and ashes on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, right? But our detergent is worse. Our detergent is, you know, completely inedible. Okay, so, you know, so the other reasons, at the end, he writes, the better thing is to not wash them together in the same dishwasher. Anyway, those are the chuvos that are relevant that I think we should take a look at. But just like now, can we have a moment? Yeah, okay, so let's just finish up with a little biker. The last section here is not really that difficult, it shouldn't take us that long. Okay, source number eight is just to finish up the last couple of sifim. Here in the Sinut Sarihei. So, the situation here is if, it's if hey, okay, the situation is as follows. There's a Gemara, there's a talk about putting milchi aflesh and kalim near each other. Okay, near each other. What do I mean by that? So, the Gemara talks about the following in Chulim Dav Kufi Beit Varal. 8. Boy mine Rav Dimi Rav Nachman. Lao onech kado de milcha gamin kato de kamcha. Okay. Can one put a kamcha, Rashi says, is kuta, can a milcha dish? Can I have a salt shaker? Kado de milcha, a jar with salt, we call a salt shaker. Okay. Near a milcha kli. Okay. It says Rashi. Kamcha, Rashi the 9. Ulan kufi beit rao. Kamcha kuta. Mi chashin shem yipo min a kuta vamela. There was buser. Have a salt shaker on the table or a bowl of salt on the table, and maybe something from the milk is spilled in, some milk, actual milk is spilled into the salt. You won't realize it. And later on, you use that salt for your fleishig meal and for your steak. Okay, so that was the question: is it mutter to have a salt shaker near a milky dish, milky food? So I'm like, aser. And he asked, what about the chalamai? Chala is vinegar. Oh, an olive at the end is vinegar. Why is shari? That's allowed. I shall. What's the difference? Why? So we're not worried about there. High time. High isse isur ve'ena. High less isur ve'ena. Okay. In vinegar, apparently, it's more clear if something else spills in. The salt, not so. Okay. On the bottom line, yeah. Again, the vinegar was there. Also, put vinegar on there. Tamshin, like Rashi explained. So you have the same concern here. Is Mekel, and he says that look at the last Rashi. Hi. Kuta chanofu melach near the nikar neshuah melobatu, so it's also okay. I will not noticeable. So you may come to use it with flesh. I will kuta chanofu chometz. So you know it's batel and it's not a problem. All right. So that's the gemara. So Tosa says in verse 10. Tosa deals with mahu. Right. Ain less of itam zel and if b'teva achas kadosh b'oser eitz of kadosh cholov. B'hasam nizar yofim. Okay, shloim yipol mizal zeh. Aba hachal maske died to the zayr. Shloim yipol min a kuta pamela. You can't say that it's also to put a jar of meat next to a jar of milk. We're not worried if it's going to spill. You pay attention. You pay attention. Tells us makos is any lesser mitam zeh anit b'teva achus kach shel boser etzol kach shel cholov. You're going to put it in the same box. You carry some milk before it's inflation room. That's okay because there you'll be careful. But here it may not notice when the salt is spilled in. That's what. It's then supposed to do the salt, and then you use the salt later on. That's what Tosa says. The Rosh also says like that. Ain't less agrees with Tosa. Rosh is pulling parchesim on the base. Right? It's ain't less from Tamzel. At least less from Tokteva. Apples kachal mosay to kachal hob. The miser is the Hiri Shalom Yipol. Fine. Same idea. Okay. However, not everyone agrees with that kula. But goes Ashri there and pulling parchesim on the base. Says Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchok Kosher Shem Rashi. She says, not so pushing, then she'll be mutter. Maybe that may happen, you don't notice. Yeah, you'll be careful, maybe you won't notice. Okay? But then he says, there's a way out. Unless you cover it well, the place in the jars were completely covered, it's not a real chashash, then he's okay. The Chathchila, Tosa says that it's okay. Ashri quotes from Rashi that it's not okay in the Chathchila unless it's completely covered. The Ram, on the Rift Mechul and Mem Aleph Mabez, I'm sorry, Mem Aleph Mabez, the Master of Yersin and Gemara, it mentions the Chiluk. So he says something else. He says that, again, if somewhere is in the Suga, and the same thing we mentioned, he says, a moment. Okay, he's not worried about spilling. What that story means, but he writes at the end, "Renu Chanan Ozal Pirish." 2 lines in the end of 13. "Renu Chanan Ozal Pirish." Mal Anuka Kadamuk Gabi Kadik Kamuk Misamo Mamish Mishayva Le Milcha Leputcha Lo. Can it absorb? Sounds like we're not worried about spillage, but maybe the salt will absorb from the milk and kutach that's right next to it, and then you use that salt inflation. That's the problem. Mishav Shoyim. It's absorbed. Again, it's hard to understand the metzias exactly. How does the flavor, maybe because of the smell, I don't know. But how does it absorb? The Rambam also uses such a lotion. Penilchus machos zirv parakdes alach machavei. Ein manichem kadshol melach mitzad shol kamach. Neisha shoyev mimenu. Even the salt case, it absorbs. Rabbi disagrees. But that's how the Rambam went, that it absorbs. Now, the Agos minus, my money was in Oz Tov. They're in parakdes alach machavei. Okay, he says some Rishon, like Tosus, book Sefer Truma, I say the only problem is spilling. Because that's the question. Is the problem of absorbing? Is the problem absorbing the flavor as long as it spills? Okay. Now, the Ragnaz is an interesting point there in the Rambam, the Paraktesim of Teres. It's only talking about earthenware, pottery, clayware, earthenware. Sheshovin zemizet derech tafnosim. They absorb flavor. I don't know what the Matzias here are, but somehow clay cheres can absorb one from the other through their walls. Although clay matkas, chain shovin zemizet is not a problem. Now he does know that the Rambam didn't make that chiluk. Apparently, the gears is in a problem. If he gears and sorb, a chiluk made clay cheres, the clay, the shar kelim. So that's a question. Because the Mishnah, that Rambam perakas alachmachopay, right, quotes the sheep, quotes the ram, okay, and that's the problem with the Rambam. Meant that disagree with the Rambam. That's a question whether it's absorbed or it's going to spill. The nafkamim will have that according to the Rambam that it's absorbed, okay. Let's see, maybe that's why if you cover it, it won't absorb. Well, if you cover it, I guess maybe it will absorb, but it won't spill. That's maybe nafkamim about covering. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sifei, since that in Sifei 18. Says ein menechen kli sheish b'kutach etzul kli sheish b'melach al mutar lehanichol etzul kli sheish b'chomets. Like we mentioned, there are more rights with davke makelim agulim. The only problem is if it's open, and the afilu hachim omer also liyachen mutar. Not choshes shemenofel lamelach. Okay, the shach explains about it. So beis matam de melach hakutach nofel hamim be'en robatim. Right, I'm afraid now you can use it on your meat, but chometz is no issur. It's fine. Taz also says in Tikkun Tazayin, "If yipol shom kuta melach near a nikra, but no bata, but shem ala yoda b'imach mina basa, ala kuta hanofu chometz less than any not to shishim." Fine, okay. But the Pirogadim points out that that's all true. Those the Shulchan Aruch seems to rule like Tosis. The concern is spillage, but the Pirogadim in the Mishnah Tazav in Tikkun Tazayin writes. Or Rambam doesn't tam shem derech akutach lishov melach midofno. Or fizah filo mechusim aser. That's what I've mentioned before. If it's covered, it should be awesome. Okay. Next case. It's involved 22. Mutar litain b'sof tema kad shel boser etzel shel chalav. Or more right, you know, this is, can you just put one thing next to another? Okay. You put a jar with inflation next to a jar of milk. Shulchan says mutar. That's the Ashri, the ghost Ashri. The Tobel is all Chatzkil, Machmash Yad Tzorach. Try not to. Again, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Tosis. I'm not familiar about it in a fridge. Can I put a pot of flesh right next to a pot of milk in a fridge? Okay. Again, if everything's covered, there's room to Mechel. Mechel, that's what the Shach points out. And even the Ramah, who's Machmer, Tzvar Chavdal writes, Dafka B'Megulim. Okay, like we saw above. Dafka B'Megulim, only if it's uncovered. But it's covered, it's not a problem at all. Finally, question of separate salt shakers. Do you need, I'm sorry to go over, but try to finish up. Separate salt shakers. So the more, do you need separate salt shakers? Milk inflation. The more cool and kufi gimel and olive, 24. May say, dog tar, shemalch and dog tome, mutter. If you salted, again, malech kerosene, if I ever write, I salted kosher fish or non-kosher, is a mutter. My love, shall you stand luchin? No, look, if it comes to a tar, maliach, we tome tofu. Okay, the tar was salted. Okay, that's the case there. So, based on this, I have a Rashi there. Again, if they're both maluchin, so we'll flavor the pulling. The flavor has a Rashi, but more interested in the Gemara, I have in Tosis. There, kufi, gemara, aleph, tar, maliach, we tome tofu, mutter. Okay, he writes in the second line of 26, v'yesh lomo mikan. The ein sarach lahangil defuse gvinos of the kachavim. Cheese oppressed. They use some kind of a press machine, a press utensil, the pressed cheese to a certain shape. You get it from a guy, it's mutter, and then use it for a Jew right afterwards. Okay. And also, meisim v'chol yom, melach b'karash misham shem boser, lokum en alasim v'chol v'amach v'chol v'chol. People use the same salt shaker or the same bowl of salt for milk and flesh and meals. The machmutal bracha, it's nice to have a separate salt shaker, a separate source of salt, but it's mekel u'chatchilo. Okay. That's Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch writes, it's Zion 27, Melach Hanosu Mikarish and Bosar, Mutar Litno Becholov. Okay, no problem. Salt which is used on a flesh plate can be put in milk. Rambam writes, Amach Megam Bezeh, Tavol Baruch Yish Machmen Lachav Kedem. Those are different shitas. Shach and Gon Chavdalad explains, not because of Naparnat, because Melach Tomer Chorek. It's not because of Naparnat. The problem is al atam they koach lemelach lahafu tam mekli. The back to said earlier, salt does not have to extract from a kli, okay, into something else. All right, Taz also says, he challenges the kula. He says the kula is tamua. He says certainly it's better to have a separate one. Bishkechuma, it's cotton hay, it's cotton ches. Quotes the shoes are the mash and daf with charis for alcohol. We sharkin, we saw that. Okay, that you know, it's only a problem with charis, not by sharkin. An interesting point. What about the metal on the top of the salt shaker? Some people are more worried about the metal on top of the salt shaker, but others are not worried about it. Again, people have many to use the same salt. I think the more wise way is not to use the same salt shaker, but technically it seems to be okay. I just pointed out the last couple of sources. Shulchan later on, it's the Rulos. From Kufay, see if you give them, I told him to Bechor, Melech Otavim, Shehen Bekar Shal Basar, Mutalim Bechalim, same idea. But more, it's what didn't have to be Iser. The Ma'achar Shem Yivreishim ain't Bolem Nafli. The fact that dried out, they're not, they don't absorb either. Okay, and that's how we assume the Shach mentions the Eimelech Lekim. Okay, that gets us to resources through the Sif Sarihei. A sin Tzadi Hamim, and there's a Hashem next time we'll start with sin Tzadi Vav. Okay? I wish everyone a good day, and if you hear this before Shabbos, a good Shabbos.